Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and I couldn't think of a better way to wrap up our evening with two great guests coming up in, well, probably about 10 minutes. We will speak with Sarah Rice from MTV's Real World. She's also been a part of MTV's The Challenge Rivals 2, which is winding down as we speak. But first, we speak with one of our main sponsors, Mr. Richard Rosen. Tomorrow night, if you're anybody who knows anything about St. Patrick's Day, if you know anything about some of the things that pubs do, well, it's September 17th tomorrow, and it's halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and I think we're going to celebrate it. Are we not, Mr. Rosen?
Yes, we are, and how are you this fine evening?
We're doing pretty good. I have to ask you, first and foremost, what's the anticipation been like leading up to this particular event?
Well, you know, last year, it was our second busiest day of the year, and of course, St. Patrick's Day was the first busiest day. So I'm anticipating that we're going to have quite a crowd. You know, we're having a regular Tuesday night Irish event. We're just expanding it by a couple of hours.
Yep.
Maureen Haley from Maureen Haley's Irish Step Dancers is once again going to provide the step dancers. And we've got some bagpipers and a few other things that are going to be going on, as well as corned beef and cabbage. And we've got some beef stew our night. And if you've never tried Shepherd's Pie Pizza, it's your perfect opportunity to try it.
I will tell you that I was tempted. A couple of weeks ago, we grabbed some pizzas from McGuigan's Pub, and we'll be eating them on air with Kerry J. Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts and Jerry Thornton, who is now on Comcast Sportsnet every Sunday doing the pre- and post-game. And I did get the Buffalo pizza. I was tempted to get the Shepherd's Pie pizza. The only thing I worried about was making the studio a mess, because from what I understand, this is an endeavor.
It is. And, you know, I have watched them make it, and I have watched people eat it. The thing must weigh 12 pounds. And it is an endeavor, but I'm going to tell you, people rave about the Shepherd's Pie pizza.
What is it about the pizza? I mean, is it a matter of it just how it's set up, and that it can be sliced and divvied out to folks?
You mean the Shepherd's Pie pizza?
That is correct, so yes.
Yeah, I believe that you're just talking about how wonderful all of them pizza is.
Oh, all your pizza is wonderful. That goes without saying, sir.
DeRossi loves it, though.
Yes, he does.
But, yeah, it's just amazing that people cut it up, give it up. It's really good.
Now, I also want to make sure that we mention, if folks are not able to make it to McGuigan's Pub tomorrow night for halfway to St. Patrick's Day, we still got yet another Irish type of an event coming up, I believe, in, I want to say, 2 weeks from tonight. And I believe that is your Irish Fest. Is that correct? Or is it 2 weeks from tonight?
No, it's Sunday the 29th.
It's Sunday the 29th. So, okay, so it's a little less than 2 weeks.
Correct.
Talk
2 weeks from yesterday.
Talk to me about it.
So we did this last year for the first time ever, and we did it in July. And it was about 155 degrees outside, and it was very uncomfortable, but we still had several hundred people show up. So we decided to do it a little bit later in the year, hence the end of September. And what we have is, once again, we have the Maureen Haley Irish Step Dancers that will be performing. We have an Irish Session that will be performing outside. We have some fiddlers. We have some Irish singers. It's quite an event. It goes from 1 to 5 p.m. It's outdoors. It's in our lot adjacent to the pub. We have moonwalks for the kids. We have face painters. We'll be selling Guinness outdoors. We have a couple of vendors selling genuine Irish stuff. It's a great day. The Board of Selectmen have given us permission to block off the end of Legion Parkway. So we have quite an area to be able to accommodate what we hope will be several hundred people. I mean, bring your lounge chair, come on over and listen to some great Irish music all afternoon.
Can you think of, and I know I'm asking a biased individual because you're the proprietor of this, but can you think of any other establishment that does some of the events that you do, and whether it's in-house or being able to take over a block for a day. Is there anywhere in this, on the South Shore that you can think of that does half the things that you do?
No. It's, you know, it's really amazing some of the things that we have done, including, you know, our scavenger hunt and, you know, a number of other things that we've done. And it's, I cannot think of another location or another establishment, the things that we, and, you know, we have great cooperation from the border, the police department, the fire department, for butters. You know, we're located in downtown Whitman, so it's a great spot to be able to do this. And, no, I cannot think of another establishment.
You know, it's funny. I thought that was very clever of you to sneak in MASH, which is the McGuigan's Pub Adult Scavenger Hunt, which I would believe that, I believe this is the type of weather that usually, is that, have you started gathering your team to talk about that coming up?
No, we're going to do it in November. We have not picked a date yet. There's just so many other things in the plate right now. We'll get to that probably in another couple of weeks, maybe right after our fest is over.
Okay.
We'll move on to MASH. Okay. You know, there's always something happening over here.
I want to take a moment to, you know, while we have you for a couple of more minutes. We are speaking with Richard Rosen, who is the owner proprietor of McGuigan's Pub, located in downtown Whitman. Is to talk about some of the other special things that you got. Wine and Dine for $29. Talk about the wings being back for, you know, anybody who loves football. You know, you can head on over to McGuigan's Pub for 25-cent wings. Talk about some of those things.
The Wine and Dine for $29 is available Sunday through Thursday from 4 o'clock on. And it's two entrees and a bottle of wine for $29. And frankly, it is the best buy of any place, it's the best buy around for $29. And, you know, we do quite a bit. We sell quite a few of them. And what happens is, I mean, people will come in, they'll sit at the, I mean, you don't have to do it in the dining room. You can do a wine at the bar. So you get two entrees and a wine for $29. It's a great buy. It's actually being used as a marketing, in a marketing program that the Phantom Gold are doing in October. They're using McGuigan's Pub Wine and Dine for $29 as part of their program for marketing. So it's kind of flattering. 25-cent wings. We have the biggest wings around. We do them on Thursday night football. We do them for every NFL game on Sundays. And, excuse me, on Monday evenings. We have people coming in. We have these regulars that come in and they'll grab a seat before Monday night football, and they'll sit at the bar and they'll just wait for the kickoff, and then they'll order 30 wings or 40 wings. It's crazy how many wings some people can eat. I mean, it's just, you know, you've been in the bar, in the restaurant. It's a great atmosphere, and people love to come in and sit at the bar, sit in the dining room, and you have a guy that comes in with his kids every Sunday afternoon, and they order wings and watch the game, and you know, it's great. It's just a great atmosphere, and it's, you know, glad to do it. It brings a lot of people in.
I guess the final thing,
of course,
go ahead.
We have the half-price pizza on Wednesday nights, which is dine-in. The wings are dine-in only, as is our half-price pizza on Wednesday nights. And now that summer is over, Wednesday night is getting a little bit busier, and it's been terrific.
Let's take a final moment to talk about a couple of things. Folks want to find out what you got going on for specials. Let's not forget, McGuigan's Pub has entertainment. And I believe, besides a website, you might have a newsletter. Am I correct on those two facts?
We took a little bit of a hiatus sending out our email blast, but now we're back doing them. And if you come into the pub, you come in and give us your email address, you write it on a card, we enter it, and you'll be added to our list. We send out, we're now sending back out a substantial amount of emails every week to let people know what's going on, the upcoming events, specials. So if you give us your email address, we'd be more than happy to put you on the list. And, you know, certainly you can go to our website, which is McGuigan'sPub.com, and get the information there as well.
Mr. Rosen, as always, we want to thank you for joining us. Anything you want to say in closing, sir?
You just have a great evening, Mr. Tarchi, and thank you for everything.
There he is, Mr. Richard Rosen. If you get a chance, stop on by McGuigan's Pub, located in downtown Whitman.